And now the incredible edible news, written by Estelle Brown. First of all, dear readers and listeners, let me wish you all a happy, peaceful and dry new year. The start to last year after the Boxing Day flood was a bit hectic, cold and rather soggy, but the warmth from the hearts of all the folk in the community coming together in the face of adversity was enough to carry everyone through. We worked with so many groups, IET volunteers alongside others, scrubbed floors, ferried gear, did laundry, and supplied brews and food where needed. We just tried to do the best we could for our town and community. It really is about kindness, after all. That is behind us now, and everyone is looking forward to an exciting 2017. We want to do better should trouble like this come again, and one of the things we're working on is a plan of how we can be ready to jump right in and help more effectively should the occasion arise, hoping all the time that it won't, of course. We are always also looking forward to some great events this year. First is the showing of the award-winning French film called Tomorrow, which features incredible edible Todmorden and was partially filmed here. This will be at Todmorden's fabulous Hippodrome Electric Cinema on January the 24th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m, so write the date down, folks. From May the 7th to 13th, a lot of our volunteers will be helping with the annual Todmorden Pushing Up Daisies Festival. More news of what and where the different elements of the festival will be and take place will be available later. We will also be at the Todmorden Country Fair in Centre Vale Park on June the 3rd, so come along and see us and support this new local show, Keeping It Real in Centre Vale. It really is important to the community and the economics of our market town that we bring visitors into Todd to shop, to eat, to drink, and to look at our beautiful hills. Who knows, they might just stay a day or two and explore, all boosting our economy. Alongside this, our twice-monthly work sessions will be running as normal, digging, weeding and planting food to share in all the usual places, and possibly some new ones. There are several tours already booked this year, some very big ones for foreign students, so lots of study worksheets to print for them, and tour guides to book. It's going to be a super busy year, and we think that that is just incredible.